The mystery of the disappearance of the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic Ocean may be solved. A new study says bones that were found on a Pacific island in 1940 may have been misidentified and may actually have been the bones of Amelia Earhart. For more, we're joined now by Deborah Michaels, director of the Women's and Gender Study at Merrimack University in North Andover. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
So tell us what this new study found.
Well, the new study basically was a look at the original study using some new forensic technology, and it was designed to see whether or not the original results were correct. And the original results basically said that the bones found on that island were the bones of a stocky male, not a female.
Mm-hmm. And so now this study, which actually didn't look at the bones, though, looked at the records from the 1940 analysis of the bones, compared some new photos and said, nope, not a stocky male.
Exactly. The professor who has been studying this, he's the same professor, Richard Jantz, who found that photograph a year ago, I think it was, that said that she could have survived and been taken captive by the Japanese. So I think he's been looking at whatever happened to Amelia Earhart for some time. And he first said in 1998 that the original findings of the 1940 study of the bones was wrong. But the forensics weren't there yet in 1998. And in 2015, there was another study that said, no, 1940 got it right. It's really a male. And only now, using this other new technology, has he been able to say, I don't think so. I think it's a woman. Actually, they got it wrong.
But do you think a lot of folks might be skeptical? Because you're saying it's new forensic technology, but you're essentially analyzing medical records that are 76 years old and not the actual bones themselves.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not a forensic psychologist or a psychiatrist, or I don't do this kind of work at all. So I can't speak to whether or not forensic science is in a far enough place that we should trust this result. But what I can say is that the mystique around the disappearance of Amelia Earhart will lead a lot of people to that conclusion, that without the real bones, how do we know?
Right. So do you think that this will close the book on the mystery, or you think we're still going to be hearing about it for quite some time?
I think that Jantz thinks it's going to close the book on Amelia Earhart, and I think there are a lot of people who might agree. What's interesting about the findings and his new findings, I think it has a lot to do with gender, because I think the original forensic scientists expected to find the bones of what would have been the average sized woman in the 1940s, which was about 5'3". And Amelia Earhart was 5'9". Mm-hmm. So I think he made the conclusions he made based on the fact that the bones didn't fit a gender pattern. But no, I don't think this is going to close the book on it. I think people, without the bones, it still leaves open this tiny little wedge for people who want to believe that we still never know whatever happened to her.
All right. Deborah Michaels, Director of Women's and Gender Studies at Merrimack University in North Andover. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, the film adaptation of A Wrinkle in Time. And is this a landmark moment for on-screen diversity? I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.